Jesus, thank you for loving us this morning. Praise your name. Lord, thank you for this care and passion, compassion. Lord, thank you for your ever pursuing us. Lord, thank you that you've brought each and every one of us here this morning, God, to let us know how much your Son loves us. Lord, thank you. And again, encourage our hearts and quicken us today, Lord, with that love, that we would fall in love with you. In love with you, not just to say I love you, but Lord, that we would be in love with you. Oh Lord, as only you can do it, God, just again have your love shed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Today we'll be in Psalm 40, Psalm 18, and Psalm 55. Now, those that came in a little bit late, this is going to be a different kind of a Thanksgiving message. But I'm going to tell you, this should be the heights of Thanksgiving in your life. Because not only are there many things to be thankful for, we're everything to be thankful for. Amen? Giving him thanks in all things, in all ways, and again, for who he is and what he is to us. Praise God. But this week, he's really impressed upon my heart how thankful I am to God, how he fights for me, how he fights for you. Now, brothers and sisters, let us never, ever, 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 ever forget how intensely God fights for you. I'm talking about a passion that surpasses any thought and idea of passion that the Lord has for you. How incensed he is when you call upon the name Jesus. Amen. Oh, yes. And how serious it is. Now, listen to me. How serious it is when someone touches God's anointed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And especially what I'm talking about is when someone touches you. Are you there? Okay, you better get there quick. All right, let's go over to Psalm 40. And let's begin, really, in the place of the most lowly place of our lives. And that's in the place of our failure. Let's be honest. When you have failed, and failed as a Christian. Not just failed as humans, but failed as a Christian. And this is where God proves this love passion that I'm talking about here today. Let's begin reading from the 11th verse. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to deliver me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame, that say unto me, aha, aha. Now, failure is a Christian. You there? Failure is even God's anointed. Are you there? Come on now. Are you there? Amen. Amen. Now, this is just as David here in the great failures. Notice, he said that his iniquities were more than the hairs of his head. That's a lot. He had a lot of stuff going on, did he not? If you know about David's life, he had a lot of stuff going on. Yes, amen. But here he is. He's calling out to God. And here he is calling out to his Lord. He didn't say, Lord, I'm coming to you in my forgiveness. I'm not coming to you in my good works. I'm not coming to you as we started this. He said, let your tender mercies hold me. Let your loving kindness and your truth preserve me. Nothing of David, but all of the Lord. And David's heart called out to God. And he said, Lord, be pleased to deliver me. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't say, deliver me. He said, be pleased. You know why I said be pleased? Because if you've heard time and time again, because the Lord loves his mercy. The Lord loves his grace. And oh, he gives grace to a humble heart like David. See, the Lord, when he sees us, only sees his righteousness. And what we see here is we see David's heart getting mighty tender to the Lord. But what we also see in David's tender heart is we see a boldness beginning to build up in David's heart. It's not only, Lord, be pleased to deliver me, but he said, Lord, put them to shame. Let them be desolate. Now, people would say, that guy's got a lot of gall, doesn't he? I mean, this is a guy that's got more iniquities than the hair of his head. Now, I could get that he could say, and I could handle him saying, Lord, be pleased to deliver me. But I think he might be just stepping too far. What about you? When he says, and you know what, Lord? Let them be put to shame. Let them, I'll give it to you this way, be devastated in horror. This is tough stuff. This isn't, I'm going to pat them on the back. How are you praying these days? Well, let's see how David went along. Because David's boldness, brothers and sisters, got a little bit more. And it got more in the love of God to him. It got more in the mercy of God to him. It got more to the grace of God that was his. And praise be to God, it was just getting started. And oh, how he grew in the knowledge of the mighty jealousy of God. Godly jealousy wherewith David was loved. See, the enemy don't want you to know this. The enemy doesn't want you to believe this. The enemy wants you to go by the feelings of your flesh. And when you have those multitude of iniquity upon you in your life, you're going to go get in the corner and feel all the guilt and all the shame, and then you just stay there the rest of your life. That's what the devil wants. And God is encouraging you with, by the way, the man after God's own heart. And you know what he said? As he was in the very midst of all those iniquities upon his life. He said, oh Lord, be pleased to deliver me. Are you saying, Lord, be pleased to deliver me? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I've got a testimony in my life of this. Praise be to God. And I'll tell you what. When I got that heart that said, oh, please, be pleased, God, to deliver me, and got out of my guilt, he got me to really know the godly jealousy wherewith God loves me. Go on to Psalm 18, and we'll read from the sixth verse. Psalm 18, 6. David said it like this now. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Now here's what happened. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, and stones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Now, a lot of folks would say, that's pretty dramatic. Well, let me tell you something. That's the drama that you're loved in the love of God. That's exactly it. My goodness, you're talking about a love story of love stories. He's describing, praise God, the deliverance of the Lord. He's describing, praise God, when you call out in the name of Jesus. Do you understand he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe the Lord thy God? Do you believe that this is the God of Abraham and of Jacob? Do you believe that this is your God? I don't believe you're excited enough. Do you believe that this is your God? Amen. You need to lay hold of this, to lay hold of this strength and this power of the love of God, praise God, this passion in and for your life. Now, it's incredible. His deliverance is amazing. His passion to deliver us is beyond comprehension. His heart to avenge us and to save you in anything. Do you know that? In anything. Praise God. But it's just the beginning. Listen how he strengthens a heart to get us to fight in this good fight of faith with him. See, the good fight of faith is just to believe what's there. Amen? To believe in the power that's backing you, the power that's for you. The good fight of faith is to get out of this and let this get into here and, praise God, affect this heart. Hallelujah. That you begin to pray in accordance with the word of God. That perfect love, this perfect love, the passion of the Lord would cast out every fear in your home, in your mind. And praise God, it gets so powerful, it casts it out in your friends if they're going to hang around you. And that's the truth. Now, get on over here and read verse 35. Here's how it goes. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Man, wonderful stuff. Thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them. Even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them, small as the dust before the wind, and I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Hallelujah! What a thanksgiving. Isn't that wonderful? Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, you're being beaten up for nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks be to God how he showed me this and he taught me this. See, brothers and sisters, we got to get out of our self-righteous goodness. And it truly is. It's become almost a spiritual political correctness. It is. And that's the enemy. And he'll do that. He'll try to get you thinking in the feeling of your flesh. This is how I need to pray. This is how I need to be. Read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Be bold in the Word of God. Be thankful in the Word of God. Be a David. Be a man after God's own heart. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Sure, most of God's precious people, they won't understand you. They won't get you. They'll think you're rude. They will. Do you know great faith is often interpreted as rude? Haughty? Oh, I'll tell you what. They might even call you proud. But I'm going to tell you what. Nope, I'm not. But I'll tell you what I am proud of. I'm proud of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the power of God. I'm not. And I know it's for me. I know it's for me. Not because of me, but of Christ, because of Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I believe him. And I do believe him. And I thank God that I believe him. And I believe him and he is so great. It makes me lowly. Don't you get that? Don't you love that? Don't you love the power of God that's for you? Oh my goodness. All his benefits toward me? All of them? Are you really blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? Is this not the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? Is David's heart and David's prayer not the same heart and prayer that God would give you? Amen? Or did he just give you the word to read? Or did he give you the word to feed? Did he give you the word that it's just going to be something written on a wall or on a plaque? Or is it written in your heart? Huh? Oh, it's so wonderful. I've seen God do this. I've seen him do it in families. And I see that family back there today. Praise be to God. Isn't he wonderful? I was thinking how they had that little sweetie in this. Just again, and God wanted that man saved, but he was vicious and he was evil. And let me tell you something, there's a lot of vicious and evil people that are out of prison and are in prison too. And there's a lot of full overcomers, a few I should say, out of prison, and I know a few of overcomers in prison too. But this fella, when he said when he was going to get out of prison because he wouldn't turn to God, was going to go kill this young lady. And scared her and scared her and scared her. And he was vicious and everybody was afraid of him. But you know what? God wasn't. And I remember praying with her and I said, oh, honey, you know, God will stop it. God will stop that. Don't you be afraid. You know, we ask God for miracles. We ask God to show himself faithful to us. Well, that fella, before he was going to come over and do harm, he thought he needed to get some money. So he climbed through a window and a guy blew his head right off. I've seen him take people out of my life. And I'm telling you, off the face of this earth in my life. And that's the truth. And I'm praying in accordance to the word and the will of God. And we're going to get to something in just a minute. Now I'm going to tell you, the first thing I pray for people is turn to God. You better love him. But you keep coming up against God, I'm going to turn you over to God. And that's it. That's it. I'm not going to mess with it anymore by the grace of God. I want to pray in the full power and the accordance, praise God, of the word and the will of God. The power of heaven and all of its backing. Praise the Lord that is behind every son of God. Are you tired of getting kicked around? Huh? Well, you best listen because it gets even better. It only gets better, praise God, this godly jealousy that is over me. I'll tell you what, I've got faith in his love. How about you? Huh? See, I've got faith in the love of God that's for me. I don't have any faith in me. I have no faith in my faith. I have all the faith in him. And I have faith in the love of God that quickens my heart to say, if he loves me like that, then all of this word, praise be to God, as I believe it, it will work powerfully, effectually, like dynamite in my life. It will be no different than the cloud of witness. It will be no different than the fathers of faith that, praise God, that walked in that way, that showed me that way, that said, you come this way. They built that bridge like that bridge maker. Amen. I'm walking across that bridge. And I'm so thankful I've got that testimony. It's the written word. And it's written, praise God, in here. And I believe it. And it's ignited in my life. Now, as I said, it gets better. Going over to Psalm 55. See, I want to get totally abased today. Totally abased in the warfare of the believer. If you want to. And see, when you get really abased in the things of God, you'll get naked before God and dance. And you won't care where that's at. And most times when God will bring you out in that, it'll be right in front of everybody in the kingdom. And they'll despise you and they'll think you an idiot. And they'll mock you. And those that mock you will be just like that woman that did. And that womb will be shut up. There'll be no fruit in that. Huh? See, it's just like that armchair quarterback. See and see, like we started today. Those that say, aha. Aha. Are you saying aha in people's lives? See, I knew that that was there. Let me tell you something. I'm flesh. And everybody out here is too. And just like they said, that poor fella, he said, you know, as you walk on with God and you really run for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, he said, well, the old nature will die. Let me tell you something, that old nature ain't going to die. The old man is dead. You got two natures. You're always going to have two natures until you see him face to face. Do you get that? And who you're going to yield to is going to be who you obey. That's the servant you're going to be. And that's it. But see, it's Paul's gospel. That's what I run after. I run after that love, that absolutely passion of the love of Christ to me. The bridal message. I want to grow up into this, in the knowledge of the bridal message, the love of Christ to me. And then I get so captivated, praise the Lord, of this wonderful life that he gave me, this wonderful life of Christ that lives in me. It gets so filled with all the fullness of God that it quits paying as much attention about the feelings of this sinful flesh. But let me tell you something. These two natures are always going to be here until I see him face to face. See, that's the beauty of it all. This wasn't an accident. This is the way that God made us. Do you get that? And yes, as I yield to God, a lot of those things will go strangely dim. But as I yield to God, there will also be thorns. Oh, but brother, those are thorns. Those are eyesight thorns and all. Let me tell you something. You better get over your dirty self-righteousness and understand that's when your infirmities are more than the hairs of your head and you get it. That's when you begin to live the mercy and the grace of God. That's when the power of the grace of God begins to live and work alive in your life. And you quit being someone that says, aha, and begins to lift up others' hands and to praise God and believe the love of God. Hallelujah. Because the love of God will change you. The love of God is the only thing that will change you. I better stay with it. Now. Here we go. You ready to dance? Amen. Huh? Well, if you don't dance after this one, I'm going to be sorry for you. No, we're going to still pray. 55 Psalm. Here we go. Closing it up. Verse 12. For it wasn't an enemy that reproached me. If it was an enemy, I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou a man, my equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We walked into the house of God in company together. Let death seize upon them. And let them go down quick into hell. Did you hear that? That's in the word of God. Huh? Well, yes, it's in the word of God, isn't it? Let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. I love it. I love it. God taught me this power of prayer in a mighty, mighty way when I was trying to pray in my own goodness. And it was time to pray in accordance with the power of the Word of God. And then, praise the Lord, you talk about seeing changes. First and foremost, changes in me. But then, praise be to God, the changes that God was ready to bring according to His Word. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. What are you believing? Huh? Come on. See, I love this because by the grace of God, I love Him. And I love Him because He first loved me, and I love His love and His passion for me. So where are we at today? I'll tell you where we're at. Don't be afraid to pray. Don't be afraid to call out. Don't be afraid to be bold in the mercy and the grace of God and to pray, God, wipe them out. Huh? Well, brother, you're supposed to be praying for your enemy. I do pray for my enemy, but did you not read the Word of God? I prayed for them. And if they don't turn, if they're not going to turn, God send them quick to hell. Happy Thanksgiving. Huh? Did I not read you the Word of God today? Huh? What do you want to know? What do you want to know when you come to church, huh? You want to know what you think you know, or do you want to know the Word of God? Huh? It's time to get bold in the Lord, is it not? Let me tell you something. This is a grueling fight. This is a warfare. If you read through the Word of God, this is a battle, but it's a love battle. It's a battle to understand and lay hold of the love of God and His passion, and to get out of your eyesight and to get into the enlightened eyes of understanding of the Holy Ghost. And brothers and sisters, you call out to God. You tell Him, lift up the standard, Lord, and swallow the flood of the enemy. They don't want to turn to you. They don't want to go along with you, Lord, as I said it. And here we go the third time. Send them quickly to hell. You know what? Give me strength, Lord. I'll gladly take the Philistine's head. How about you? Wouldn't you get in the front of the line? Amen? Huh? Are you too good to be a heart of David? A bloody man. He was a bloody man. Huh? Come on. He's looking for good soldiers. Amen? That endure hardness. That means they fight. And the good fight is faith, and faith is the Word of God. Begin to pray. Get transformed. Get this mind renewed. Amen? Amen. Quit being beat up all the time. Quit being one of the sissies that's back there and say, oh, David, I don't know what we're going to do here. Goliath, the big guy. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Oh, my goodness, that he's saying these things against God. Do you know that? That he that touches the apple of his eye, that's when he's touching you? See, this ain't popular talk in this day. I might even get a letter or two. Who knows? But remember this. Remember this. This ain't popular in this day. But let me tell you something. God's word is never popular. And you know what? I don't care. I do not care. I thank the Lord that I don't care. I thank the Lord that you don't care. Nobody left yet today. But see, by the grace of God, let's stand on the Word. By the grace of God, let's let the Word cover us. And by the grace of God, I'm going to have His Word fight for me. And I'll tell you what I've seen this past year. It fights for my family. I've seen in that prayer in Jesus' name, in accordance to believing the Word of God, and I'm talking specifically these Psalms, I've seen the very power and the might of heaven itself. The vengeance of God come in and shoot them arrows. scatter them, torture them, that didn't stand up against me, but came up against God. He loves you, honeys. He loves you. That passion, that great love wherewith you're loved, call out to him, cry out to him, lift it up to him. Believe him for this. God, if they don't turn, you take them out of the way. He loves his mercy. He loves his grace. And let me tell you something. It pleases him to deliver you. Let's pray. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 thank you, Lord, for your love and your goodness to us. Lord, every life here this morning, Lord, quicken us to just call upon your name. Lord, to get on our knees and lift our hands to you and to really tell you thank you. These aren't stories from a long time ago. This is the ever-living Word of God. This is the all-powerful Word of God. And Lord, you said everything in prayer, everything by prayer. Well, Lord, quicken our believing today. Let us believe these things. Let's get quit being pushed around in unbelief, Lord God. But now in full assurance of faith, let's draw nigh to the throne of grace. In Jesus' name, let's bend the knee, Lord, and believe you. What a beauty it is. What a pleasure it is to the Father. The only thing that pleases him is faith when we believe the word of God. Well, thank you, Lord, today I believe. I believe. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, just bring us in. Bring us in today. Lord, as only you can, even so, Lord, come quickly in Jesus' name. Amen.